Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fit Body Happy Joints. Today, we are talking about the training differences in maintaining muscle versus building muscle. But first, I want to read an Evelo member story. I've been doing these on the podcast recently. This comes from Danielle from Boston. She said, I came upon Evelo accidentally while scrolling through my social media feed on Instagram about 2 years ago. I watched a few videos of Shannon performing various exercises and explaining her philosophy. I have an extensive fitness background. I grew up as a dancer and switched over to fitness in college, starting with regular and step aerobics, moving into spinning and running over the years, and most recently, prior to Evelo, Peloton and Orange Theory. I always incorporated some strength workouts, and I do work out with a great trainer, but strength was not my focus. Actually, I thought I was doing lots of strength when I was attending Orange Theory classes, but I now realize those workouts didn't incorporate the best exercises to build strength effectively and were more endurance-based. I found Shannon at just the right time. I was feeling ready for a change. I had been focusing too much on cardio, wearing down my body, and just didn't feel great in general. I started taking Evelo classes and must admit I was a bit slow to fully switch over to the Evelo method, but once I did, I was completely hooked. I'm 47 years old, have 3 kids, and am definitely the strongest I've ever been in my life. I feel a big difference in my body overall. I have more energy throughout the day. And my workouts don't leave me exhausted, but they leave me with that cooked feeling, which I love. Not only can I feel the difference, but I can also see the difference in my body composition, which is really rewarding too. It's so important for women to focus on building strength, but the fitness industry definitely misguides us with overemphasis on cardio workouts and compound movements. And then she goes on to plug the podcast, saying that it was really helpful for her to combine the Evelo method with what she's learning in the podcast, which we hear from members a lot, because sometimes knowing and understanding the why can be really helpful to keep you consistent. So I won't read that whole part, but she ends by saying Evelo is truly the best workout out there, and I'm so glad I found it. Danielle, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's so inspiring to hear that you have been able to refocus your fitness routine and be stronger than ever at 47. And thank you for saying that about the podcast. This podcast is truly my baby. I am super passionate about making each episode as informative and helpful as possible. So it truly means so much to me. If you are an Evelo member and you'd like to share your story, we would love to hear it. Send us an email at contact@evelofitness.com. Let's get into today's episode. We're talking about maintenance versus building. The first thing to consider is why you would want to maintain muscle versus build it. You may want to maintain if you are unable to commit to a large volume of exercise, like if you have time constraints or something going on in your life where you just can't commit to a lot of exercise. Or maybe you're training for a marathon or a sport and you just can't commit much extra time to resistance training. Now, one of the more popular reasons why people want to maintain is because they want to maintain the muscle that they have and focus on fat loss. But I would not recommend that mindset, and here's why. Number one, muscle mass is protective against aging. It helps with your metabolic health, strength, and body composition. We are losing it with each decade that passes, and muscle loss accelerates as we approach menopause. Most women are under-muscled. They have far less muscle than they need to age well and navigate perimenopause and beyond. Of course, I always say it's never too late to build muscle, but it's also never too early. The more we can focus on adding muscle as early as possible, the better served we will be when we hit perimenopause and you all of a sudden see all these body composition changes because you haven't been focused on building muscle. Women often want to maintain because they're afraid of getting bulky, but if you are approaching your routine with moderate volume like we do in Evelo, you aren't going to be packing on muscle at the speed of light. It's going to take some time. It's going to happen slowly, but it will happen sustainably because when fitness and nutrition aren't so intense and they don't take over your whole life, you're able to sustain that commitment. But if we are in maintenance mode instead of slow build mode, and we inevitably come to a time in life where we're knocked off and we need to take time off training, then you are losing muscle from a maintenance standpoint rather than losing muscle from a body that has some extra to spare. Think about building muscle as building your nest egg. If your bank account is constantly at zero because you're spending all your money and not saving anything and you're working so you're able to maintain your lifestyle while you have a job and while money is coming in. But if you lose your job or get sick or need extended time off and can't make money for whatever reason and you don't have any cushion or savings to fall back on, you're going to be in a far worse situation than if you spent time slowly building up some savings to fall back on. And the same thing can happen with our bodies. If we are not focused on slowly building muscle and we're knocked off because life inevitably happens, then we're going to be losing muscle from a place where you're already in the hole rather than having some cushion. And then the last reason I don't recommend being in maintenance mode while you're just trying to lose fat is because losing fat requires a calorie deficit. And if you're in a calorie deficit while also in a maintenance mindset for muscle, you're more likely to lose both muscle and fat. So there really isn't a world where I would recommend just trying to maintain muscle while you lose fat. I recommend using the tools to attempt to build muscle, with the hope that even if you undershoot, you're more likely to at least maintain what you have rather than increasing your risk of losing it while you're in a calorie deficit. And then lastly, I hesitate to recommend a maintenance mindset because if you have the goal to maintain, again, you're likely to undershoot your intensity and or your volume and lose muscle. I want to talk about this a little bit deeper. Our bodies are constantly turning over proteins. We're constantly breaking down muscle tissue and hopefully building it back up if we're stimulating muscle to a high degree and eating enough protein. As I said earlier, this muscle breakdown accelerates with age. But what many people do when they're trying to maintain is they'll do like Pilates or barre, or they'll do some random strength classes that maybe make your muscles work a little bit or may make your muscles burn, but you aren't stimulating muscles at a high enough threshold to offset the natural breakdown of tissue that is just always occurring. This is because super high rep training, or let's say you're just doing 3 sets of 10 and just kind of mailing it in, or you're doing combination moves, those types of workouts are more cardio or endurance and are likely stimulating type 1 muscle fibers and not reaching the larger type 2 muscle fibers. These type 1 muscle fibers are smaller. They are your endurance fibers that your body prefers to use because they require less energy to contract. Studies show that we tend to keep a good composition of these type 1 fibers, but we lose type 2 fibers as we age. Your type 2 fibers are the important ones to train. Type 2 fibers are going to have a major impact on your metabolic health, on your overall strength, your power, and your body composition. Since they are larger, they have a larger capacity to store glucose. This can help with blood sugar regulation, allowing you to use fat as fuel with more ease. Type 2 fibers are also a large component of overall power and strength, which we tend to lose as we age. But type 2 fibers are only called into action when you are working your muscles to a high enough degree. So in the last few reps of a set of 30 reps or less when you are approaching muscular failure. This is when the type 1 fibers are no longer powerful enough to complete the movement, so the type 2 muscle fibers kick on. These fibers require more energy to contract and fatigue quickly, which is why the last few reps where you're getting close to that muscular failure point all of a sudden feel significantly more challenging than your first few reps. Your heart rate increases, you start to breathe a little heavier, and this is because these type 2 fibers require more energy to contract. Additionally, these type 2 muscle fibers are likely not stimulated with reps over like 30. So high rep training can burn for sure, and it can be hard and fatiguing, but it may not be enough to actually stimulate your type 2 muscle fibers. And therefore, you might be losing your type 2 muscle fibers unless you are training with 30 reps or less and approaching muscular failure in each set. But if you're in a maintenance mindset, you may never be taking lifts close to failure and therefore never stimulating these very important muscle fibers. Our bodies are use it or lose it systems because we are constantly turning over proteins, and these fibers are not getting the hypertrophy stimulus. So if they're not getting the hypertrophy stimulus, you'll lose them. So I really do hesitate to recommend a maintenance mindset. My recommendation for most people is to be in slow build mode from a training perspective. I love our volume in Evlo for almost everyone. We do about 3 to 8 or 9 sets per week per muscle group and take each of those sets close to failure. Again, if you're an Evlo member, you don't have to worry about any of that. We do all of the programming for you. What this does is it avoids overtraining and excessive muscle damage because the volume is moderate. We're not doing super high volume, and yet we're providing an adequate stimulus for muscle growth. So all that said, I don't recommend maintenance for most people, but if you're in a place where you're like, listen, I just need to do less. I need to maintain. I don't have the time to commit, or, you know, you're training for an event and your priorities are elsewhere. How should you approach your training? So as I talked about in episode number 152 about volume, even as little as one set taken close to failure can result in some small gains, or in the very least, help you maintain what you have. So make sure that you're training with at least one hard set per week, per muscle group, to maintain a consistent stimulus to those larger type 2 muscle fibers. I'll say that again. Make sure that you are training with at least one hard set per week, per muscle group, to maintain a consistent stimulus to those larger type 2 muscle fibers. Maintenance also requires enough protein, which, again, nutrition, not my area of expertise, but you might want to stick to a high protein diet of 0.75 to 1 grams of protein per pound of body mass, just to be on the safe side, to make sure that you are eating enough protein to maintain that muscle. Now, just like with anything, I can't promise with 100% certainty that this one set per muscle group per week will be enough to maintain, because your stress levels, your age, your genetics, your lifestyle all will dictate how you respond to training. And you may need to play with volume a little bit and turn it up or turn it down to learn the amount of volume that allows you to maintain your muscle mass. Training quality also matters. So if you aren't approaching muscular failure, or if you're just taking strength classes and choosing exercises that are too high rep, low load, or doing complicated compound exercises and combination moves that are mainly cardio, you're probably not stimulating any given muscle with enough load, and your training will be overall lower quality. And when your training's overall lower quality, it requires more of it to see changes. So instead, focus on simple lifts that target one muscle group at a time and take that set close to failure. Now, if you're like, okay, how do I know if I'm maintaining, if I'm gaining, if I'm losing? How do I know? It's difficult to know for sure without getting a DEXA scan. A DEXA scan is a body scan that you can get that will measure your bone density, your muscle mass, your fat mass, things like that. So it's difficult to know for sure unless you're getting a DEXA scan. But pictures might maybe a good way for you to kind of monitor if you're maintaining, losing, or building. So let's sum this up. I am a big advocate of being in slow muscle building mode, and I hope this podcast convinces you to do the same. You don't have to have super high volumes, but your training does need to be intentional, and you need to eat high protein. If you want to stimulate each muscle group to a high degree at least one time per week, potentially more if you're noticing that that isn't enough to maintain for you. If you're an Evola member and you want to be in this more kind of maintenance zone, or you're like, I just need less, I just need to commit to less, you could take the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday classes. So that's upper body build, lower body build, and burn. That way you'll hit each muscle group at least once. We program each muscle group within those three classes, so you know you're hitting each muscle group at least once. Each of those classes are 35 minutes long. I recommend taking the whole class if you can. That includes the cool down and the warm up. But if you need less than that, what you can do is take the warm up of the class, take the first set, and then fast forward to the cool down. So you can shorten those workouts even more and just think about doing one hard set. If you're taking that abbreviated option, make sure that the set that you're doing is really high quality. You may want to get even a little closer to failure than you usually do if you can safely, or perhaps even all the way to failure to ensure that you're getting high quality stimulus. All right, so that is maintenance. I hope this was helpful. We will see you all next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.